This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
And that will be Paul Macon on Fab FM.
Exactly. And is Fab FM your radio station?
Yes, it is, of course.
Well, I'm glad you said that. You didn't say it with much enthusiasm, but...
Hi, this is Richard Pascoe, Fab FM's tech guy, and Fab FM is my radio station.
Oh, beautiful, mate. I'll put that on the air. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Okay, well, let's get stuck into it, of course. Now, we'll give your website. Certainly, we'll give you that after we chat about these certain things we're going to chat about. First up, getting your iPhone repaired. Where do you take it? Well, would you believe, and I'm able to mention this now, there is a shop that's just opened in Mossman, just near us in Port Douglas here, just 10 minutes away,
good,
that have opened and they're doing phone repairs and screens and everything. Now, normally, people from Cape Trib or certainly in the Daintree, Mossman, Port Douglas, the whole Douglas Shire had to go to Cairns. We now have a shop doing repairs.
That's excellent news. And I'm sure they do a wonderful job, but not all repairers are created equal, Paul. That's what it's all about.
I know these people are created equal because the person doing it has extensive experience in that and they're very caring people.
Which is good, and that's what you want to have on there as well.
They advertise on Fab FM, so we love them.
Smartphone and tablet solutions replace screens. And look, they're at Shop 2, Number 5, Front Street in Mossman.
Oh, we love them. They're the people we want you to go to. A few of the others out there, a bit dodgy sometimes as well. So make sure that when you take your iPhone into a repairer or an Android phone, make sure they've got experience in repairing it. Had a conversation with a poor guy yesterday. He'd broken his screen, took it into the repairer, and the repairer went, yep, I can fix the screen. Then he got a phone call later the next day that said, you know what? The fingerprint reader's broken on your phone as well, so we've got to replace that. He got a phone call then the next day saying the camera's broken as well, so I've got to replace that. Went to pick up his phone. It was in a boot loop, so it wouldn't actually boot at all. It's basically a brick now. The poor guy has lost everything. That's one of the things we always say, and I'm sure this shop will advertising with you now will go along and say, have you backed everything up? Because if you haven't backed everything up, something goes wrong, you might lose everything. And that's what this poor guy had done in the end. So choose your phone repairer with great caution sometimes. Ask the questions. Do they have experience doing the sort of repair that you want? And what's their after-sales service on there as well?
There you go. Well, I know Gary and Allison that run smartphones at Mossman. They've actually been trained. They went away for training in doing it as well. So it's not just, fly by night, just saw a vacant block of land, let's put our caravan on there and do some repairs. They actually care about it, and Gary is very, very passionate about it. So I know that he'd be the right person to do it and do the right thing by people. But you're absolutely right. Your phone is, it's a big investment, isn't it? You've got to look after it.
You do, and it contains all the photos on there and, photos are still the key thing, Paul. Can I just urge people, make sure you backed it all up. So, your phone is your lifeline sometimes to the world.
Tech guy Richard Pascoe, you've been telling us that you've been waiting on your new Apple Watch. I know it is blue, and I've got a feeling that your Apple Watch Series 6 has arrived.
It has. I've had it for just over a week now, Paul. So, I always wait for a while to make sure that, see if there's anything wrong, anything I want to criticise or anything I want to praise on there as well. Got to say, Paul, it really is a magnificent smartwatch. So, the Apple Watch Series 6 is the best smartwatch you can buy out there. I've tried some of the others. I've had a Samsung smartwatch as well. They don't really come close to this watch at all. So, again, I think they're going to have it is the number one selling watch in the world, the Apple Watch. You've got one. You love your Apple Watch, don't you?
Yes, but we haven't got the Series 6. What would ours be, about Series 4 or 5 or something?
I reckon your Series 4. Nothing wrong with the Series 4 at all.
No.
I went from the Series 4 to the Series 6 because I didn't need anything extra on there as well. New features on there that with the blood oxygen saturation level, you can measure your sleep now. The altimeter, the screen is always on all the time. battery life about 36 hours on there as well. So, you know, it's a great, great device and very, very happy with it, Paul.
Now, the altimeter, that measures height, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, that's very handy if any one of us need to, say, climb Mount Everest.
Exactly right. Or I'm sure there's high places around, you know, where you are that people might go and climb. And or, you know, when you run up a hill and see, have you run up any hills lately, Paul?
No, but there's a few people around here that are high.
Well, there we go. So, yes.
north of the river, particularly.
There we go. Yes. And we're starting to degenerate now. So yes. Good. And cheerio to everybody north of the river. He doesn't mean it.
No, they're wonderful. No, I'm not criticising them. I'm just saying that there's a bit of hooch that is smoked over there. But good luck to them. Good luck to them. Okay, we're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. When will we see the new iPhone 12?
Keep getting asked this question all the time. The hot rumours, we'll see an announcement on the 13th of October. Why am I saying this? If you're about to buy a new iPhone, hold off and wait. I mean, if your iPhone smashed, you're going to have to buy one. But if you just think, you know what, I'm going to buy a new one, I'm urging you to wait. So we'll get an announcement on the 13th of October. We would expect to see it Friday week after that when they'll be released. Four models will be coming out. We pretty well know this. Two will be the low-cost model, still be expensive. Two will be a premium model. The difference will be in the camera lenses in the back. The largest iPhone that you will see this year is 6.7 inches as well. So a big phone. So just a quick update on the iPhone 12 for you.
There. Marion, of course, she had the larger phone last time before we changed over. So she went down to the smaller iPhone that I have, and you helped us with getting the proper model. And she's quite happy with it. She did have that larger phone, and for a little while she went, this is the screen's... But now she's got used to it. So I much prefer the smaller phone to a larger thing. I just think it's easier to handle and put away and all that, particularly if you put it in your top pocket or something like that.
Oh, yeah, when it comes out, I think this time, because I have had the smaller one for the last year, I think I will go to the larger one because size is everything when it comes to technology, Paul.
How is your battery going on iOS 14? Why are you bringing this up?
A lot of people have got battery problems at the moment, so they've upgraded to iOS 14. Now, Paul, if we went back 12 months ago, we would have discussed battery life at iOS 13. If we went back another 12 months before that, we would have discussed battery life at iOS 12 when it got released. Every time a new operating system comes out for your iPhone, it triggers a lot of stuff to go off in the background, from indexing to recalibrating the battery. This can go on for days as well. So this consumes power, but with the battery recalibration, it gives the impression that the battery is draining more rapidly, when in fact it actually isn't. So then we've got all the new apps which come out every time we update the operating system as well, which puts a drain on older handsets. In a couple of weeks' time, it will all settle down, and you'll say, you know what, my battery's all back to normal. Same story every year. So if you're worried about your battery life, don't be at the moment. Keep updating your apps, and I think you'll be fine in a couple of weeks.
Okay, and also go back in our podcast, and it'll have there as a headline. Also, Richard gives you a little trick as to maybe help save your battery. It's a turn off, reboot thing, but it's on a previous
Reset your network settings.
Yes. It's on a previous podcast. If anybody is interested in that, just go back. It's headlined on that podcast from Richard. Richard, we move on now to the crap tech item of the week. It's a smart ring.
It is a smart ring. The Jaycom Smart Ring sells for $24. So ring on your finger. So it's supposed to be they say, and again, Paul, the copywriters here should be shot. Well, not shot because...
No. But if they're in China, they may well be shot. And I'm not making... No, I don't want to make light of that. But honestly, the people who in China are treated badly, if they got stuff wrong, I wouldn't want to be them.
No, neither is would it. So they describe it as new technology, magic finger smart NFC ring wearable universal for Android, Windows, mobile phone.
Sorry, I missed that. Could you repeat that?
Sure. New technology, magic finger smart NFC ring wearable universal for Android, Windows, mobile phone.
Okay.
Now, the statement in there that's wrong, what stands out to me is Windows phones. I would go along and say, without a shadow of a doubt, there might be one person left in Queensland with a Windows phone, like there is one person down here as well. So,
right.
No, whoop-de-doo, it's got a Windows phone. If we go back four or five years ago, you know how we always talk about how many phones everybody sells every year?
Mm-hmm.
There was 35 sold that year in Windows phones. 35, not 35,000 people, not 3,500, 35 phones as well. So there is a... never took off as well. So it says you can store personal information on your ring as well as mobile content. Wish you all the luck in the world with that. It says support on there for Samsung phones. We know who they are. Huawei. Yep, know who they are. Millet.
Oh, not Millet.
Millet, bro. Oh. Millet phones. My God. I've never heard of them. That's it. It says quickly start the phone application. You tap your ring on your phone. Touch unlock, hand wear ring, touch unlock, screen lock, application lock set. And it does say some phones need to root. Now,
Is that a technical term?
It is actually a technical
some
term.
Some phones need to root.
Yes, you need to root your phone.
Come on, back you come.
Okay. When you root your phone, you're putting another operating system on there. It is a technical term. Yeah, so it's jailbreak on iPhones, you root on Android. There we go. So, yeah,
okay. They
describe the ring as being waterproof. It's a ring, and it says no electricity to work, easy to wear. So, you know, honestly,
crap.
Terrible, terrible thing, terrible.
Crap.
The Jakon smart ring. Yes.
How much?
$29.
What a waste of $29. You could have yourself a nice meal.
I reckon if you got your ring wet, you might end up with some marks on your finger if your ring was wet. So, yes.
Hey. Okay.
You know, we've got to be more serious
with
this podcast. Because people are going...
That's
what
right.
What is wrong with these two blokes? All they do is laugh all the time.
No. Serious.
Yes.
Okay, now we're going out onto our tangent now. Now, we always at this time talk about things that aren't with us anymore. And I want to remember last week I mentioned the good old Billy cart.
Oh, we love the Billy cart.
Yes, and you had one,
orange,
I had one.
Orange, because Orange Vest people rang me during the week and said, that's occupational health and safety, we can't do that anymore, Richard. So, yes, I said, bad luck, love the Billy cart.
Love
well.
The Billy cart. This week, I want to mention something that's not around. And, you know, kids these days are always got their head in the computer or games or the phone or whatever. Marbles.
Oh, yes.
Marbles.
There was nothing better than marbles. And what was it? Didn't we used to have conkers as well? Marbles. Love marbles.
What were you mentioning? Conkers.
Conkers. Yeah, do a Google search, but I'm sure you had to bash your balls together.
Hey, you can still buy marbles.
You can.
Yeah, Online Toys Australia has a tin of marbles.
Bigger than our day, Paul, because we don't want kids swallowing them. Didn't we used to call one of them a cat's eye?
Yes, there was cat's eyes.
I've got one for you, Paul.
Yep.
Do you remember when we were growing up, you used to be able to buy itching powder?
Oh, itching powder. Yes, I do remember that.
Hours of fun, tipping it down the back of a kid's top, so he stood there and scratched himself to death. Wonderful. Hours of fun for all the family out there as well. Right, I've got something, Paul. A TV show that we used to watch as kids that would never be allowed on TV today.
Number 96.
No, that was a great show. I used to love that. The Cisco Kid.
Love that show. I love that.
It used to be a great show. Racial profiling made all Mexicans appear absolutely stupid in the show, but never mind that. It was a wonderful show. So Cisco and Pancho. So, yes, we used to love them as kids.
Do you remember who played the Cisco Kid?
Oh, no. No. Who was it? You're good on trivia like this, Paul. Who was
it?
Yes,
Duncan Ronaldo. His name was. And who played Pancho?
I've got no idea, Paul.
Well, he was a very famous Mexican actor and he was in a lot of movies. Leo Carrillo.
There we go.
Leo Carrillo, yes.
The Cisco Kid was actually a character created by O. Henry. You probably read stories by O. Henry when you were just a little buckaroo in school. But I don't know why that's a surprise, because...
a little buckaroo in school.
Every episode, they told you the Cisco Kid was by O. Henry.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the Old West, the Cisco Kid.
They weren't suggesting a romance between Pancho and Cisco.
No. Oh, Paul.
But they're just saying romance, and there's the two of them on the screen.
Exactly right.
Hang on. See if they say it at the end. No, no. Because they said it like a bunch of asses got, you know. It was fantastic.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Oh, that's hilarious. That really is. Thank you for giving us a laugh today. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Paul. So
good on you, mate. All right. Well, give us your website, please.
Head over to talktech.com.au.
I love it. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Paul.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What do they say in Mexican? What's Spanish for goodbye?
I was going to say aloha.
No. What is it? Spanish is what?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Hang on. How do you say goodbye in Spanish? Adios. It's adios. Oh, dear, oh, dear. How dumb are we? Okay, you ready again? Take two.
Okay.
Oh, Richard.
Oh, Paul.
Adios, Richard.
Adios, amigos.
See ya.
Wait a minute.